Om Shanti. Very good evening, everyone. Om Shanti. Yeah, I came here not so much to introduce Jayanti Ben because we all know her, isn't it? Can we just, before I start, give her a big round of welcome? Yeah. What I really want to do is actually to, on behalf of all the double foreigners, to really express our deep appreciation and a very, very hearty and warm welcome to Jayanti Ben, to the Double Foreigners program. We know that she had been so busy. In fact, when I called her, just a couple of hours ago only, she arrived to Mount Abu. Just a couple of hours. And there she is here, like a flying angel right in front of us. So really, so happy that you can be with us this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you. Om Shanti. So today's topic is also very appropriate. Baba has mentioned many times about what we need to do about paying attention all the time. And so we chose this topic, let there be imperishable attention, and that was what Baba mentioned on the 25th of December, Smurli. And what does imperishable attention look like? So, Jayanti Ben, thank you for coming and sharing with us your wisdom and your insights on this topic. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Not only is Baba the ocean of love, but Madhuban and the family are also an ocean of love. So it's beautiful to step into this ocean and see such shining, sparkling faces. Baba has often told us that it's not a question of hard work, but more it's a question of attention. And then, yes, of course, what is it that I give attention to? And I think maybe from time to time, we change that subject because we're working on different aspects within the self. We get different insights from Baba's Muralis. And I think it keeps the mind entertained in a very positive way to keep thinking about attention from different perspectives. And I had the good fortune of reading tomorrow's Murali yesterday. I've just come from the Middle East, so Friday is their Sunday, and so I had the opportunity of reading the Sunday Murali, the Avyakt Revision Course Murali, yesterday. And I think it's fine if I give you a preview of the Murali. And I know that tomorrow when you hear Baba's words directly, then it'll make more impact, I'm sure. But when I saw the subject today, and yesterday's Murali was still very fresh in my mind, I thought I would just take that up. Baba's used the same expression that let everything be an act of love rather than labor. And within that, some of you, I'm sure, will remember this Murali because you know how there are sometimes very powerful things that Baba says that Murali becomes a landmark Murali. Well, this is one of those landmark Muralis. And Baba's spoken about keeping three accounts. I'm not sure if anyone has one account. Some of us do, some of us don't. But not even two accounts, but three accounts. I know that in London, for example, once the situation had changed after the financial crisis of 2008, even maybe a little bit before that, the trustees had decided that it wasn't safe to keep money just in one bank. And they had spread it around in a few banks, which was very wise because a few banks went under at that time. And so it was very good for safety for Baba to do that. But when Baba is saying keep three accounts, it's because Baba wants us to have all-round fortune. And different aspects bring different fortune. And so the first aspect that Baba's mentioned is the account of personal effort and the reward that this brings. Is that ringing a bell in your mind about what the other two accounts are? I know that when Baba had first spoken this, Murali, it had a great impact and we were all thinking about it and talking about it. So the first one, my personal effort. And the second one, Baba said, you have to stay content and earn the contentment from others, the certificate of contentment from others. And the third one, accurate yogyukt selfless service, and how this also brings its own fortune. And so three different things to be paying attention to. The human mind gets bored thinking about I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul all the time. I'm a point of light, I'm a shining star. And so when we have different ways of looking at the same aspect of spirituality, then it makes it a lot easier. And so when Baba's talking about personal effort, for me, what that means first and foremost is the timetable that Baba has given us. And you can see that the foundation of the dadis is their timetable. And it was only until recently that Dadi Janki used to conduct Amrit Vela every day. We used to see her in class every day. Evening meditation, we still see her conducting that. So basic things like this, but just keeping an attention on my own timetable and making sure that I follow the system that Baba's outlined for me that's going to be able to bring me benefit. And so in terms of my own personal effort, nobody can put any limits on the fortune I earn through this. Nobody can interfere with this. When it comes to service, then we can say, well, I didn't get a chance, or it wasn't possible, or my health, or something, something, something. But when it comes to personal effort, and Baba's very categorical, personal effort brings great reward. And sometimes studies told us also, I think, that all of you are surviving on the blessings that come from service. You're not making so much personal, individual effort yourselves. And she often tells us the stories of the early days of the yajna, where really it was just that attention to the self, and there were duties. They had a pretty full timetable of karma yoga, but yet it wasn't service in the way we know it today. And that personal attention on the self was the total focus. And we see the results of that. And so what would happen if I decided, whatever it's been up until now, never mind. But even if today I decide that I'm going to make sure that I keep watch on my time, my thoughts, my breath, because these three things are very much connected with personal effort. How am I using my time? How am I managing my thoughts? And am I using every breath in a worthwhile way? And so if I'm giving it that sort of attention, then of course huge, huge fortune that comes as a result of it. And one particular aspect of fortune that comes as a result of this sort of attention, I think it's really the happiness that you feel when you know that you're doing what Baba has asked you to do. when a child is doing what a parent wants, then the child feels a special type of comfort. You know, Baba uses this beautiful title, Dil Aram, the comforter of hearts. And so it gives me great comfort in my heart when I know that I'm doing what Baba has asked me to do. And I know that Baba is then going to be pleased with me, looking out for me and keeping a watchful eye over me and helping me at all times. I slip out of my own personal timetable routine. And how easy is it to develop any habit? Easy? Not so easy to develop good habits, because somehow the power of Kali Yuga is such that it still holds us, and so bad habits, very easy. A few minutes late for Amrit Vela, it's okay, never mind. And the few minutes becomes many minutes, and the many minutes becomes worse and worse. But no, that attention. And Baba has given me an appointment to meet him at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you have an appointment with somebody, then you make sure that you're there in time for it, hopefully. I know that some people are a little bit easy about these things, but generally we know that it's important not to waste somebody else's time or our own time. So Baba has given me an appointment early in the morning. Let me pay attention to that and be there bright and fresh so that I can take all the treasures that Baba wants me to receive. And there was a Murali recently in which Baba asked us the question, are you experiencing the attainment of yoga, or are you still trying to have attainment? And if I'm experiencing the attainment of yoga, then of course that time that I've spent in yoga is a very beautiful experience, not a struggle or a battle, but one in which truly the soul is gaining that light, that love, that might. And so the immediate return of following Baba's disciplines and Baba's recommendations for our lifestyle, for personal effort, is really all the treasures that Baba gives, which brings great contentment and comfort to the heart. Thoughts. How many Muralis have we heard? Sakar Muralis, Avyakt Muralis, Revision Course Avyakt Muralis, Fresh Avyakt Muralis, in which Baba is still highlighting the fact that somehow we don't give so much attention to our thoughts as we need to. Baba's used an interesting expression again. It used to come up a lot earlier on, and in recent times not so much, so I can see the value of the revision of the Avyakt Muralis. And Baba said, the final test paper, how long will that take? A second. It'll take just a second. And if something happens, and in that second I'm connected with Baba, I pass with honor. And if in that second I let my mind slip away here and there, then that moment is gone. And who knows what's happening. You know, when I've read reports of earthquakes, generally, earthquakes don't last for a long time. It's not many, many, many minutes. It's usually the space of 1 or 2 minutes. That's it. And in 1 or 2 minutes, the earth has gone through so much upheaval, and of course all the destruction that happens as a result of that happens within that space of a minute or two. If in that 1 minute, as something is beginning to happen, I don't have this practice of disciplining my mind and putting a full stop, and that's totally my personal effort, again, nothing to do with anyone else, if I'm doing that, then of course I'll know what it is I need to do and catch Baba's signals, and whether it's that I move to a place of safety, whether it is that I become an instrument to help others, or maybe even at that moment it's okay, Om Shanti, I fly off. But whatever it is, it'll be with the feeling of Baba's love and light and protection. Otherwise, it won't be. And the preparation for that final 1 second has to be from now. If I'm making that effort today, making that effort now, of just putting a full stop and practicing being able to do this in a second, then yes, definitely, I'll be able to achieve my goal. Think about when you're driving a car, you put the brake on, and what do you expect? Hopefully, that as soon as you press the pedal, the brake is going to come on. What if the brake comes on after a couple of minutes? Not much delay, just a couple of minutes. Well, it would be pretty scary, wouldn't it? And so Baba is saying, let there be that attention on personal effort, how I use my time, where my thoughts are going, and is my breath being used in a worthwhile way? And so attention on my personal effort, that's it. It's a big fortune that I earn in my bank account, and it's an imperishable bank account. And so the results of that are going to bring me tremendous, tremendous blessings and fortune. The second aspect, staying content. If I've accumulated the treasures that Baba's giving me, then I've got those within myself, and I'm able to draw upon those inner resources, and then things won't happen in the way that I want them to. Is that right? I expect things to happen this way, but they go this way instead. It was interesting, there was a time when we needed to have more space for Global Cooperation House, and we were looking on that side of the building because there was a clinic there and they were about to redevelop. And so we kept thinking that, that's the direction we need to be giving drishti in. And instead what happened was the buildings that side came up. And so our pure thought was fulfilled, but it didn't happen in the way that we expected it. And that was fine, because either way was good for Baba. In fact, this was better. But many, many times I think it should be like this, and yet it turns out to be like this. And can I stay content at that moment? And circumstances is one thing. And maybe we know enough about drama to say that, yes, if instead of this way it goes this way, there must be a good reason and there must be benefit in that. But generally, what creates upheaval within the soul is not so much circumstances but people. And yet here is Baba saying, your first priority is effort for yourself. And the second priority is the quality of your relationship with others. And so am I able to stay content no matter what they're saying and doing and whatever habits they have, whatever practices they have, my approval or disapproval is not a factor that they're going to think about. They're going to do what they need to do. They're going to do what they've always done. And so I have to learn to stay content while watching all of this go on. And if I'm able to stay content, then at least I've gone some way towards the second step of being able to give contentment. If I've created a state of upheaval within myself by being discontent with whatever is going on, what possible chance is there of me being able to give contentment to another? And I know that there are definitely some people who have this idea, well, it doesn't really matter what I do, you know, that person's like this, and so they're always going to be like that anyway. So I'm not going to think about it. I'll just do what I want to do. Ever had that thought? I'm sure it's crossed your mind sometimes. But there too, Baba's saying, no, it is my responsibility. If they're discontent, then I have to be checking myself to see, is there anything that I have done which has contributed to that? Yeah, maybe it is their sanskar. But yet still, could I have done things differently to help them in that situation? Or am I just going to say, well, they're like that and be dismissive about it? I remember when Baba had first spoken this Murali, and Baba had taken up the subject of contentment, and Dadi Prakash Mani used to be sitting right in front of Baba, and would have been in Om Shanti Bhavan at that point, not downstairs in Diamond Hall, but it would have been in the early 90s. And when Baba talked about contentment in terms of relationships, she actually said to Baba, now, Dadi Prakash Mani, and you know the quality of soul she is and the quality of effort she made, who didn't have an opportunity to meet Dadi Prakash Mani? Okay. So, good number, because yes, of course, it's now been 7-8 years since that soul became avyakt. She said to Baba, Baba, no matter how hard I try, there are still some souls who always stay discontented. And so what can I do then? Can you believe it? Dadi Prakash Mani being able to say that, and her humility was always something that melted our hearts. But she asked this question in front of the whole gathering. And Baba gave her very loving drishti, and Baba said, okay, well, if 95% are content with you, never mind about the 5%. And so that gives us a little bit of margin, doesn't it? Because it's true that there are some souls who have a sanskar that's difficult to budge, and no matter how hard you try, it's as if they're not ready to be happy even. But if 95% of my relationships are okay, then Baba's saying that, okay, I'm on track. And so the quality of interaction that we have, it's something that brings visible return. If I've paid attention to my relationship with myself, starting point, my own inner effort, I'm content. And then secondly, if I'm focusing on the quality of relationships with others, and I'm making sure that I give them contentment, they are content with me, then things are going to be okay. It's something that we tell other people also, people out there. When people out there say, you know, there's too many things to do, too many things to think about, how am I supposed to balance everything? And there's this formula that Baba has given us. First, attention on the self. Second, attention to relationships. And then third, attention to the task. It's really such a simple formula. and attention on this little simple formula brings huge, huge results. And people out there generally ask this question about balance. I don't find Brahmins asking this question so much anymore. They've been hearing Baba talk about these things and so are paying attention. But yet sometimes we also still forget. And especially when there's a program, when there's a big task, then attention goes on the task. And we forget that if relationships are the way they should be, then everybody's support and cooperation is going to come. And it's going to be very easy to do the task, not just somehow, but to do the task well. Because you'll have won everybody's love and hearts and the cooperation will be there. But if I haven't given attention, and it's actually an investment, if I haven't invested time in relationships, then at a time when I need help for a task, then that support is not going to be available. And of course, then Baba's saying, everyone, not just a certificate of contentment from one or two or three, but from everyone, to be able to have that. So let me be able to see, if I'm maintaining contentment myself, and maybe it's just a question of giving a little bit of attention, a little bit of regard, a little bit of time to interaction with others. Think about how if you've explained something to another, because you've put in that time, not a huge amount, just a few minutes even, but proper quality attention and time, and you've explained something to another, then they understand and they cooperate. And if it's just something that it's an idea you've got and you do it, then they'll say, well, fine, let her get on with it. They don't know what's going on, and so they don't understand what you're expecting of them, and it becomes quite a challenge. And then, of course, there's a complaint, but nobody helped me. Well, I didn't take the time to explain what's happening. And so contentment myself, and I'm able to see what it is I need to do to give contentment to others. And contentment is one little word, but within that word you can see that contentment means to be at peace with myself and at peace with others. It means to have a heart that's happy and light, so that then I'm able to share that happiness and lightness with others. It means feeling well, even feeling great. And so many things are contained within this one little word, contentment. And then the third aspect. And Baba has never given us permission to stop making effort, to stop thinking about others and just focus on service. But equally the other way. Sometimes people say, well, you know, the most important subject is yoga. And so I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to focus on myself and focus on yoga. And that's it. That's the most important thing that I need to be doing. But if I'm not using my hands and feet and arms and legs to do Baba's service, I'm not going to go through the process of cleansing and purification that I need to have to cleanse matter and purify matter. I need to have used my hands and my feet. When I sit for meditation, if I've said, okay, not going to worry about anything else, just going to focus on yoga, probably what will happen is that I'll be facing all the upheaval that comes up in my own mind as I go through the process of cleansing inside. And I wouldn't have claimed the power of blessings that has come through service. And so each subject important in its own right, and each subject coming up within this sequence, I can't turn it around a different way and say, well, the priority for me is service and not the other things. Well, if I make service my priority without attention on the first two, it's not going to be fruitful and successful. And so, yes, first, absolutely clear the self. Then, secondly, the relationships. And then, in terms of service, I was used a few terms there. Selfless service. And a question to ask myself, what is the return that I'm expecting from this particular service? If I'm clear about it from the outset, then I won't be disappointed afterwards. If I haven't taken myself through that process of asking, well, what am I expecting in terms of results? Am I expecting that the family is going to love me more? Am I expecting that they would be grateful and thankful? Am I expecting that they're going to honor me in some way? Or if not honor, at least acknowledge? Just take your time and go through, what is your expectation through any particular type of service that you do? And if it's really none of these things, the reason why I'm doing service is because it's going to bring me closer to Baba. And secondly, it's going to bring other souls closer to Baba also. And if these are the two motives that I have for doing service, then selfless, I know it's bringing me closer to Baba, so I'm already benefiting from that. But yet it's not a selfish motive. It's a spiritual, rich motive that's going to help me and others also. What other motive can there be for service? I'm doing it to make someone happy. And I think that if I do this, this is the way they're going to be pleased with me. Well, I'm going to be disappointed. Because I can't predict what's going to make another soul happy. Today I do something and it makes them very happy. But tomorrow I do the same thing and I don't get that same return. And so what happened? Well, their mind changed. They wanted something else today. And so they're not happy. And if my happiness is depending on making them happy, I'm in trouble. I remember very early on, in the days of Baba's little tiny home in Tennyson Road in London, Daddy Janki was there in 1974, and the very first Rakhi, she'd arrived in April, and Rakhi comes usually around August time. And around Rakhi time, there were specific reasons why I remember that, Baba acquired a little car. And I think it was about £300, less than £300 in those days. So times have changed, but that's about what it was. But it was nice and sturdy and strong. And one of the brothers on a Sunday morning offered to wash the car. So he did that, and he then brought in all the materials afterwards. And I said, thank you. And he looked at me and said, but you don't have to thank me. I did it for Baba. I didn't do it for you. And that put me very firmly in my place. But it was a very beautiful lesson that got underlined, that when someone is doing service, they're doing it for love for Baba, whatever service it may be. And so let me see if my motive really is just simply my love for Baba and my desire to bring other souls closer to Baba also. Then there's not going to be any disappointments, but the result of service, it's going to be the blessings of the hearts from others, But it's also going to be this inner feeling of happiness and power. If after I've done some service, I feel disempowered, I feel weak. Baba's gone into a lot of detail about why we feel tired and exhausted and all of those things. But generally, if I'm feeling empowered by the service I've done and my degree of happiness has been raised, then yes, things are right. If I become disturbed or distressed through the service, then something went very badly wrong. But also Baba's used these other expressions, yog yukt and yukti yukt. Let me take up yukti yukt first, because having just been in the Middle East, I can see that it takes a lot of thought, a lot of care to serve different cultures. And many of you have traveled and many of you know the conditions of the Middle East, and I'm not talking about the war zones, but anywhere in the Middle East, is it can suddenly be a hot pot and spill across, and all sorts of things can happen any moment. But this place is relatively peaceful, where I was in Bahrain, and it was just amazing to see how, with love, with cooperation, absolutely being in tune with what is needed for that culture, what is needed by souls and what is relevant for them. Things worked out so beautifully. First was the unity amongst the instruments. That was the foundation. And then they were able to discuss and see how best to be able to serve, to bring souls in a way that was comfortable for others. And they were then not being shaken out of their comfort zone, but gently led across a certain limit to another stage, which happened very beautifully. So being yukti yukt in service, just seeing what is the need, not what I think I should be telling them, but really just connecting with Baba, but also connecting with others who are being more experienced than me, and then serving in the way that's needed. Being yog yukt in service. My interpretation of that at this moment, and obviously different situations and different understanding, and if I'd been asked to take the subject up a week ago, I wouldn't have been talking about these things, that's for sure. But Baba Smriti just was such a clear picture that this is what imperishable attention is. And then the experiences of the last week, again, highlighting that. But what is the need in terms of service? What so often happens is that there's a need in service here, and I'm discontent, and I say, I want to do service there. Maybe it's a question of geography. Maybe it's a question of people. I don't want to be here, I want to be there. But sometimes it's maybe even the different tasks. I'd rather not be doing this, I'd rather be doing this instead. And for me at this moment, yog yukt, being linked in yoga with Baba, means to ask myself the question, what is the need? And what is it that Baba would want me to be doing? Can be any type of service in its service, but yet, if I'm fulfilling a need at a moment of that need, then the blessings that come are that much more than otherwise. And you know that yourselves, I'm sure. If you've been in a situation where you've really felt that Baba took me there and there was a great need there and I was able to do this and it satisfied the need, then there's a feeling of great satisfaction. And so to be yog yukt, selfless, and also then Yukti Yukt in terms of service. And the fortune that I gain from that, again, imperishable fortune. And the immediate fortune also, now and then through the whole cycle. And really I do see it as a question of storing up fortune for the whole cycle. And this is why even towards the end of the kalpa, or at the end of the kalpa almost now, most of us are in pretty comfortable situations, because last cycle there was that accumulation of fortune that lasted us not only through half the cycle, but through most of the cycle, right down till almost the end of the cycle. So things were still quite comfortable for most of us. I know that some people have had a hard time in some ways, but generally it's been a life that's much, much better than most others. And so let me be able to give attention to these three things. Baba's service happens not alone. Baba's service happens with many. And the first aspect of just being able to look after the self is the preparation for me to be able to manage all the other things. If I'm not giving attention to the self and looking after the self, I won't have the capacity to stay content while watching all the ups and downs of the drama and all the ups and downs of other people's samskaras. And so absolutely the priority, attention on the self. And then, if I haven't invested in relationships, then I'm not going to be able to do service of the quality that I want. There's very little service, maybe tiny bits of service that I can do if I'm doing it on my own. But if there's more things to be done, many things to be done, it has to be with everybody else. And so relationships become the foundation to make sure that service works well. There might have been situations where, because of certain deadlines and things, both in Lokic work as well as in Baba's service, you might have had the thought that, well, let's just get on with it. You know, why are we fussing about people? Just let's do what's needed. Ever had that thought? But the reality is that the whole point of service, it's not just a task, it's not just a job. The point of service is that we learn about ourselves, and we learn about working with others, so that then my samskaras are going through the process of transformation. If I'm saying, well, forget about that, just let me get on with it. Or I say, well, rather than explain things to another, it's simpler and quicker if I just do it myself. Then again, I think I've sort of missed quite a big chunk of what service is all about. And so to understand that service actually means serving through vibrations, serving through our love and unity, and automatically that's going to do service. Baba talks a lot nowadays about serving through our face. Have you tried to put on a smile when you're really feeling discontent? I know sometimes they say fake it till you make it, but it wouldn't be authentic, and it wouldn't give anyone else a feeling of welcome if it's just a smile without that inner sense of things being okay. And so working to sort things out from within, but at the same time then making sure that the relationships are as they should be. A simple way to think about relationships is, ask yourself the question, what would be the quality of my drishti, of my words, and my actions in the golden age? How would I look at another? How would I speak to another? How much would I speak? There's a slogan that's in Hindi, it goes very well. Kam bolo, dheere bolo, meethe bolo. Speak softly, speak less, speak sweetly. So, how will the interaction of Satyug be? And so if I keep that in my attention and awareness, then of course today I'm emerging those deity sanskars. Even as you enter the room, your body language tells everybody else in the room what sort of mood you're in. And as you sit down, again, it says a lot about what's going on inside. And so Baba used to ask them to practice this. Okay, today be the angel. Today be the deity. And if I'm reading Baba's Murli with that love and attention that Baba's speaking to me, and Baba's asking me to do this, so whether it's in the sakar or the avyakt or the blessing, but there are things that Baba's asking of me today. And if I'm taking that as a signal and I'm practicing that, then yes, surely, my behavior will definitely reflect the things that Baba has asked of me. And I'll know that if I'm thinking about what did Baba ask of me today, I'm remembering Baba. But I'm also attentive to my dharana and I'm bringing about change within my dharana also. So keeping these three accounts in mind will definitely carry me to the stage where each account is being filled and I'm gaining all the fortune Baba wants me to have. Focusing on these three accounts means that there's no margin for anything that's negative in terms of thoughts or karma. And so that's definitely getting settled. I'm taking power from Baba so that there's no further accumulation of the negative. But also, I'm moving forward to the karmatit stage, which is the goal of Sangam Yuga. It was in early January when the two dadis were sitting in the courtyard just behind Shakti Bhavan. Winter, the sunshine is very pleasant. In India, the rest of the year, the sunshine gets too strong and nobody sits out in the sun. But January, they love sitting out in the sun. And so the two dadis both had been unwell and both were in that mode of recovery. And both dadis were sitting there. And somebody came up to them. And the story they shared was not a very happy story. Daddy Gulzar, absolutely calm, no impact on her face at all. Just compassion and a drishti of love. And so she just acknowledged, just a nod of her head without saying anything further. And Daddy Janki, the same. And the person could see that they weren't going to get any further response from the daddies. And they knew that the daddies hadn't been well. So they then went away. But the two daddies then began to talk about this with each other. And they said to each other, surely a sign of the karmatit stage is that you hear and you don't hear. You see and you don't see. Not in the sense that you're ignoring what somebody is saying or doing, but it doesn't leave an impact on you. You know, there's this expression they use in India where they say how if you write on stone, it's indelible. And then if you write on water, it leaves a mark, but it goes away very quickly. If you write in the air, what impact does it have? It doesn't have any impact. And so that stage where there's a stage where I see things and I'm really bothered by them. And so it's like imprint on my heart, imprint on stone, so that I keep thinking about it, I keep remembering it, and maybe even I keep talking about it. But there's a stage where there's an imprint, something has happened, yes, there's an impact, but once it's finished, I can be with Baba and my heart can be clear and clean and it doesn't carry any imprint. But writing in the air, something's happened and it's not left any imprint whatsoever. And so it's not even a question of taking time to process it and come to terms with it and sort it out. No, it's your stage is that in which it doesn't impact you. Your stage is consistent and constant. The same purity, the same love, the same truth, which is your own actual right, your own original stage. And so coming closer and closer to the Karmarit stage, what sort of impact are things having on me? And I'll be able to see pretty soon how close or how far I am from that stage. And so for the two dadis, obviously very, very close as this to their Karmatit stage. And so Karmatit doesn't mean empty, but Karmatit means full. Full of positive accounts, not just one, but all three. And if I'm full of that power that comes through that positivity and blessings of the three accounts, then things from outside won't have an impact, because the power that I carry from all these three will be such that it'll fall off. It'll be literally that, you know, the water off the duck's back or the water off the lotus leaves, where the lotus has this waxy substance on it in which the water comes but it rolls off, it doesn't stay. And so the same stage for the soul in its Karmatit stage. And why Baba wants us to pay attention is because lack of attention and very easy again to absorb things from the world out there, but attention and I'm protected. But more than that, there's a positive influence on the atmosphere. Baba sometimes has told us in recent Muralis that the highest form of service you can do is to create the right atmosphere. And how to create a good atmosphere? My thoughts, my vibrations, the words we use, all of that leaves an imprint on the atmosphere. And so let this also be my attention. Who I am, what I am, that's going to impact the atmosphere also. So enjoy Baba's Murali tomorrow, but a preview of some of the things that you're going to hear. Om Shanti.